often that we get to talk with one of our troops serving overseas, but right now we do have that honor. Staff Sergeant Craig Cantrell, who is serving in Kuwait, is with us this morning. He is right here from Greenville. So glad to talk to you. First and foremost, tell us a little bit about your latest deployment. This time you're in Kuwait.
I'm on a 9-month deployment right now, and we're currently partnering with the local Kuwaiti military.
Okay, so what are you doing over there? What's your job title?
Well, my job title is a public affairs specialist, and what that means is I get the unique opportunity to go out and talk to the soldiers, interview the soldiers, and through various means of media, whether print stories or photos, I get to show the American people what their soldiers are doing on a day-to-day basis.
And speaking of Kuwait, that's where you are. We don't hear a lot about Kuwait entirely. We hear a lot about Afghanistan, and we hear a lot about Iraq. What exactly is the mission in Kuwait? What are the guys over there working on?
Well, right now, like I said, we're partnering with the local Kuwaiti military. It's a joint partnership. We're teaching them. They're teaching us. We're learning from each other. We learn just as much from each other through this partnership.
So you're over there just kind of training with the Kuwaiti military?
Yes, ma'am. It's a partnership. We're both receiving training from, we train jointly, both Kuwaiti military and the American military.
Well, tell us what a day is like over there for the troops and for yourself.
Well, a typical day starts out, we get up, we do physical training, we come to work, and me, myself, we get out there and we get in, embedded with the soldiers, and we just find out what they're doing. We, like I said, we take the soldier's story and we put it out there for the American public to see what it is they're doing. Kind of put the faces in the uniform.
Yeah, kind of describe your settings. I know some of those bases are very advanced. Are you in a big city? Is it hot? What is it like there?
We're on a camp right now, and it's getting pretty warm. You know, it gets up to 140 degrees out here in the summertime, so it's pretty warm right now as well.
What do you miss about Greenville this time of year?
Well, I miss you know, it's starting to turn that nice part of the year when it starts warming up and people start getting out to the lakes and everything, and I miss that. Can't wait for football season to start up again. I'm an avid Gamecocks fan.
All right. Well, yeah, hopefully you'll be back in time for that. How far along into this 9-month deployment are you, Sergeant Cantrell?
I'm a month into it.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you are now, where were you before?
What's that?
Where were you before?
I'm stationed out of Fort Carson in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Tell us a little bit about your military career. What's kind of led you up to this point where you're serving, I guess, as a kind of a public relations representative?
Well, I joined in June of 2002, about a month after graduating high school from Wade Hampton High School right there in Greenville. I joined the military, and I went to basic training and then advanced individual training to be a communications specialist. Then I went to airborne school, and I was assigned to Fort Bragg in North Carolina. I did 2 deployments with them. I went to Iraq and then to Afghanistan. And then I came to Fort Carson, and I deployed with them to Afghanistan another time. And from then on, I reclassified into public affairs. This wasn't my original job by trade. But I love the Army, and I love the soldiers in the Army, and I felt, you know, I had the capability of telling their story, and it really jumped out to me when I heard the job. So I reclassified into that, and now I'm here in Kuwait.
And how do the missions kind of differ from what you did in Iraq and Afghanistan? Obviously, you were in a different capacity, but as far as the entire unit goes that's in these different places, how does it differ with what you're doing in Kuwait?
Well, this is my first time as a public affairs specialist deploying. The times before, I was a communications specialist. So the mission for me was, you know, keeping everyone talking, keeping communication between the commanders, the soldiers on the ground. So it's kind of the same realm, but it's different. You know, I get the opportunity to go out there and bed with those guys and really find out what they're about, who they are, where they come from, what they have to offer to the military, and then put that into, you know, the American's hands.
Now, the soldiers that are with you there in Kuwait, how up to date, how much are they kept aware of what's happening in other areas of the country like Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, that's funny you mention that. We put out a daily bulletin or a news collaboration that keeps the soldiers informed of what's going on in the world around them, not just, you know, in over here in the Middle East, but also what's going on back home and what's big in the news. We try and keep our soldiers best informed as possible. So my shop actually does that on a daily basis and gets everyone the information that's what's going on in the news.
Well, that's nice. I'm sure it helps them feel kind of kept up to date. Speaking of what's been going on, I'm sure they've heard the word sequester, as you have, any sequester budget cuts, and the military was affected. They've had their tuition aid cut off. Has there been any reaction to that over there in Kuwait?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be a reaction when funds get cut, but the great thing about it is we've started up programs that dig down into the units and find soldiers that have been educated, far beyond my capabilities, and brings that education, that knowledge, up into the higher levels and gets disseminated as well.
Now, here in the States, what can the average Joe, the person that's not by a base maybe, but that's very supportive of our troops, what can they do to show our troops overseas that we're thinking about them and that we appreciate what they're doing?
There's several programs. There's Soldiers Angels, where you can become a pen pal with a soldier, and send care packages, things of that nature. We do maintain a Facebook page for my brigade, facebook.com/Raider Brigade, where the American public is able to correspond with us, ask us questions, get the knowledge and those things, those questions answered that they can't typically get answered.
And Sergeant Cantrell, you've been with the Army for over 10 years. You've been away from home, it sounds like, for a very long time, traveled across the world. What has kept you in the Army?
What's kept me in the Army? Well, I knew from the day, I was a little kid, I wanted to be a soldier. And I get up every morning, and I love putting on this uniform, and I love representing the American people because I feel it's a duty of mine. I'm physically able, and I love my country. So every day it's easy for me to get up at, 5:30 in the morning and go running to keep myself physically fit and represent the people of America because it's just, it's a love. It's really a love for the people and my job.
Well, we are so very proud of you, and I don't know if there's anything else. I think we got plenty. Is there anything else that I missed maybe?
No, I think we've covered most of me. I appreciate the time.
All right, so when will you make it back to Greenville? I'm assuming you're heading back to Colorado in 8 months.
Yes, ma'am, I am. I've got a trip planned back to Greenville sometime next year, family and whatnot back there to see them and reconnect with them. They've all been really supportive of me, and I appreciate all they've done for me as well. So I'm going to go back there and, do a face-to-face with everybody and let them know that they're really the ones that got me through this deployment.
Very, very nice. And can I ask you to do a favor? I know we've got some video of you coming. But could you, I don't know
yes,
if you have a pen and a paper to jot down my email address, but we like to tease these things a lot of times on Facebook and our website. Could you send me a picture of yourself?
Okay, I'll send you that picture.
All right, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank
right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.